I think the last 3 years have been a disaster. We're going to hell in a handbasket, but I'm going to vote for Kathy again. Like, you can't fix stupid like that.
All right, welcome back, Financial Guys Podcast. Mike Spiraza, Glenn Wiggle in studio today. First off, happy Thanksgiving. That will be tomorrow. Enjoy the holiday with the family. Enjoy the long weekend. We will certainly do the same. Glenn, let's start with not enjoying things. I'm going to start where I am here in New York. The concentration camps, I'll call them, that Kathy Hochul wants to bring to New York State are actually passing through courts. I'm a little confused at how something like that happens.
Yeah, I don't know how she wins the appeal. I mean, this is what our attorney general is focused on, is appealing rulings like this and going after Donald Trump. Meanwhile, criminals are running the streets. We just had a police officer attacked by two criminals. The prosecutor asked the judge to, at least for $10,000 bail, the judge says no, releases him right up back on the street. I mean, it's out of control what's going on. It's just ridiculousness. So I don't know. I mean, honestly, New York State, between the COVID camps, between the anti-free speech, we're going to talk about that with the new Hochul kids, right? Turning your parents, turning your friends, turning your neighbors, right? They already broached that when it came to COVID. I remember Gail Bernstein and, literally telling people to turn each other in, like turn in people. Right. So they went on appeal. This new ruling basically, or this new law, whatever it is, mandate, whatever you want to call it. Basically, if they declare an emergency, and it's, let's say they declare a health emergency, and they say they declare that you are unhealthy, but maybe it's a psychosis. Maybe you believe that conservatism is the right way for this country to go. That would be a brain disease in their eyes, right? Meanwhile, their woke mind is rotting at the core, and we can see that all over the place, from schools to gender bending ideology to all this other stuff, right? And so now they want to be able to, or they can. They can pick you up. They can take you to a COVID camp or whatever you want to call it. Medical quarantine is what they're calling it. Indefinitely. This is what they did in Australia. And if you don't believe it, go back and watch the videos. I watched them literally take a toddler out of a mother's arms so that they could take the mother off to a COVID encampment against her will. In Australia, they decided that you couldn't run or exercise more than 2 kilometers from your house. And if you were caught more than 2 kilometers from your house, it better be to go see the one person you were allowed to name, right? This is where we're going in New York State. It's out of control. There's no hope.
And Glenn, this is the same party, by the way, that has Hillary Clinton on TV on The View telling everybody that Donald Trump, if he gets back in, is going to take over the country and be a dictator and all this stuff. That's what we're seeing in places like New York State. I'm sure you saw it, Glenn, in California. The guy defends himself with a gun last week and gets his guns taken away.
That's right.
I mean, so he's getting robbed, literally getting robbed, and he pulls his gun out.
You got to
get out.
I mean,
that's the type of stuff you really do. Like, I'm in New York. Obviously, I've lived in New York my whole life, Glenn. I'm starting to panic here because it's only a matter of time before I get a knock on my door.
So Joe Scarborough literally this week was saying, if Trump gets back in, he's going to execute people. He's going to jail people. Meanwhile, first of all, no one's getting executed. Let's be real. But people are facing torturous conditions. There are J6 people that are still sitting in prison without due process, in solitary confinement for months, no bail, right? I just said we're literally letting criminals that attack police officers back out with zero bail, and people that walk through peacefully. And by the way, they have one video that they show. They have one video that Liz Cheney and the rest of these crooked people on the left continue to show. It's the one video on the one side of the Capitol building, which had a lot of violence. I'll give you that. But you have to understand the context of it. They started firing tear gas into what was a peaceful crowd at that time. Okay. There was no, breaking of barricades or anything else. They grabbed the protester. This is how it happened. Nobody remembers this. They grabbed the protester, pulled him over the lines, and brought him back behind the line and started to beat the snot out of him. Okay. Yep. That's when they broke down the barriers and all hell broke loose. We also know, and I'll play the video in a second, you have an undercover officer going, we're talking to Capitol Police. Oh, we're undercover as Antifa in the crowd. He meant we're undercover as MAGA people in the crowd, because there was also Antifa in the crowd that we saw people changing, right? Now we know definitively. You have people on tape. So anybody out there, by the way, any clown on Twitter, anybody else who says, it was still an insurrection, they'll never change, right? I've had people on Twitter say, well, if I see more videos and I find the context of it, then I might believe it. I showed them the picture of the woman who got the snot beat out of her, right? Now, those that are informed already know what happened to that poor woman, okay? We already know. There was already eyewitness accounts of what happened. The short four-second video or the still image is enough to corroborate what we already know happened, right? But people are out there on Twitter, nope, that's not true. It's only a four-second video. It's out of context, blah, blah, blah. Go educate yourself. Go look at the witnesses. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. No, you won't. You won't believe it when you see it. What you'll say is she probably deserved it, right? What you'll say is she shouldn't have been there. What you'll say is that she did something to grab at the Capitol Police, and she deserved to be beaten unconscious by four larger men. This is a woman, mind you. Okay, they're still running with these false lies and these narratives, and it drives me nuts. Not a single Capitol Police officer was killed on January 6th. Not one. Officer Sipnik did not die on that day. He did not die of his injuries. And every single time somebody opens their mouth and says something that's false, I'm calling it out at the dinner table tomorrow, at Christmas freaking dinner, at everywhere. If anybody in my family or anybody in my house opens their mouth and says something that is incorrect, like Russia stole the 2016 election, I'm throwing them the hell out. Or I'm correcting them right there, and they are going to look it up right there and then, Google the hell out of it, and figure out what the actual truth is, because the truth is completely gone for these people. They're in la-la land. They're on a whole other planet for reality, and people like Hillary Clinton are still fanning that, go, well, we know the 2016 election was stolen. Oh my.
Yeah, how come she's not getting indicted on that claim, right? Either? But here's my one question, though, Glenn, about the January 6th stuff, because all the footage that came out this weekend, good for Speaker Johnson for letting that go.
Yes.
You know, here's my problem. Whether you believe it was an insurrection or you don't, the video coming out showing police officers literally walking people through the Capitol like it's a field trip in high school.
Right.
That should be shaking something hands, we should be asking. Yeah.
Fist bumping people. Yeah.
Like, why is that happening? Right. Like, if that was an insurrection, the whole place, Glenn, would be ripped down. People be look at BLM and Antifa over the Summer of Love. That was not walking through different places. Right. That was breaking windows, breaking walls, stealing crap.
Right.
Why are we not talking about the fact that we had literal police officers walking people through like it was a field trip? That to me is an important question.
The problem now is, I'm going to play this video in a second, is there not only are they persecuting people for political reasons, but now they're endangering other people because they've taken the focus off of where they should be. There was a poor little 10-year-old boy that continued to be raped because they pulled the FBI agent off the child predator. They knew this was going on. The FBI agent was closing in on this guy, and somebody tapped him on the shoulder higher up and says, no, I got to pull you off to go after a little old lady with knitting needles who took a stroll through the Capitol. That's disgusting. I'm also going to play in a second the video.
Criminal.
It's criminal. The video of the air marshal. How do you even – I'd resign. I'd say, no way. I'd call Alex Rosen and say, I need your help, buddy. We got to get this guy, right? But no, they didn't do any of that stuff, right? Now you know why. When people call the FBI, who's the most useless agency that the federal government has, and says, this kid right here, Nicholas C., is going to go shoot up that school right there, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. They had everything but the date for crying out loud. What do they do? Nothing, right? Not one phone call, multiple phone calls. What if that's your kid that's dead? Because the FBI was focused on other things that were clearly not nearly important. Let me play this for a second.
Sorry, Glenn, before you do that, don't forget about the Buffalo shooter, by the way, who they knew that was in chats with higher ups of places. Yeah. Don't forget about that. The kid that said he was going to blow up his high school less than a year later. Don't forget about that. They forgot about all that, too.
They wiped that clean. All of a sudden, it came out that a quote-unquote retired federal agent was in a chat room. Really? How long were you in that chat room? What was the content of your conversation? Was it just following, listening, or was it encouraging? Was it inciting? Because we know in things like the Michigan Governor Whitmer case, I mean, you got eight federal agents, you know, and then three people with IQs that are less than 80. I mean, this is, you know, you could talk people like that into doing almost anything stupid. Are there stupid people out there? Yes, there are very, very stupid people out there, right? And sadly, oftentimes the FBI is taking advantage of those people in order to create a narrative and the jail people to make it appear as if they're actually doing a good job. Let me play this video real quick, because this is, for those that say, well, it's just video and it's not audio. It's not, you don't know what that is. Kinzinger's out there going, that's just a vape in his hand. This is audio. Yeah. This is audio, right? You got a guy dressed in black with a badge around his neck. So, you know, he's a federal officer. I'm sure he's going to tuck that thing in and zip up his coat so nobody sees it. He's asking the Capitol police officer in uniform to put the water bottle back into his thing. This is a conversation they have. Listen. Or not.
Baking soda and milk. Jeez. Well, we go undercover as Antifa in a crowd. So, can you put that back in?
All right, thank you so much.
Yep. It feels better. You guys get sprayed. Here. Take this orange bottle.
Yeah, he's helping his fellow police officers because he's an undercover agent. He's dressed in a black jacket, right? He's got a face mask on, right?
Of course, like, of course.
We've seen all these people. Let me tell you something. I'm a MAGA guy, okay? That's who I'm 51 years old. I'm not scaling a fence, let alone the side of a building, for God's sakes. I mean, the people that scaled that building, the people that scaled that scaffolding, the people that smashed those windows, every single one of those people, if not the vast majority of them, were federal agents. No question. We have audio now. We have video of them taking handcuffs off of people and then fist bumping. Like, we got them. We did it. You have people leading almost like a tour through the Capitol, right? For anybody to come out there and say, and still deny it, I'm telling you, they're just dumb, because at some point the federal government is going to be done with you clowns and Antifa too. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to round you up like rats, and you're going to get jailed right next to J6ers. That's how communism works, idiots. Okay, go back and look at history. Same thing with these morons going, free Palestine, even though there's no Palestine. It doesn't even exist. It's like saying free the unicorn, right? The best part is these blue-haired, you know, ladies that are out there going, yeah, you know, or even better, the gays for Palestine. Like, do you realize you'd be thrown off the roof in about 4 seconds? Do you realize if you walk down the street with blue hair in Gaza, you would probably be in the hospital, if not dead, pretty much immediately? Do you understand that? They don't. The biggest problem with this country, I've said it 1,000 times, is white liberal women. And I don't know how to change that, but
here's what I was going to say too, Glenn. Let's not forget, by the way, about Ray Epps too, that we've known about for many, many months and years. Mm-hmm. And that guy, that he was going to get, you know, remember he was going to sue Tucker Carlson, all this stuff, and then they were going to arrest him.
Sure he was.
They arrest him and give him a misdemeanor.
Right.
Where is Ray Epps right now, by the way? Where is that? I want to hear from him, because we have every January 6th that's been charged. They've been in jail for years. We have 17 to 22 year prison sentences for some of these people.
Yep.
One guy that wasn't even there, Glenn, the Proud Boys guy that wasn't even there, got 22 years. Where's Ray Epps? That's a question I have.
Ray Epps is enjoying his government pension, because Ray Epps is a federal agent. That's what he was. There's no question. He's in the crowd going, tomorrow, I'm going to quote him. I've watched it so many times. This is word for word what he says. I don't even want to say it because I might get arrested. But tomorrow, I'm going to go ahead and say it. We have to go inside the Capitol tomorrow. And of course, everybody breaks out, no! Fed, right? I mean, I've watched that video so many times. Here, I got it right here. I mean, it's unbelievable. But these people are criminals for what they've done. Speaking of criminals,
and to your point, Glenn, the MAGA people knew it. They called it out as soon as they saw it, right? They knew it. We all knew. We knew it the week that happened, Glenn. We were on the radio saying stuff like, doesn't seem right. This doesn't seem right. We knew it.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, if you go back and listen to that radio show that week, Mike and I were actually pre-recording that radio show. We were live on the air while it was happening. And we said live on the air, this is bad. Like, this is what's going on now is, oh boy, that, like, they need to get more security down there. Like, come on. Yep. Like, we right away, like, what is going on? Like, why would they allow this to happen? And then as the weeks progress and you see the videos come out, like Ray Epps, you know, then you start to realize, wait a minute, this guy just looks like,
come on, we're far beyond that.
Oh yeah,
that's Ray Epps. He's got a hat on.
In fact, tomorrow, I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested.
Well, let's not say it.
We need to go. I'll say it.
All right.
We need to go in to the Capitol.
Let's go.
Yeah. Right. And guess who's standing next to him? Oh, that John Brown guy from Utah. Now, he videotaped a lot of it. Right. Now, I saw a video. I have a near photographic memory, so I remember almost everything I see. Do you remember this, Mike? There was a video.
Yes. Yep.
Where John Brown first gets into the Capitol, they're walking along through the red ropes, right? There's ropes on either side. And he turns to the CNN contributor woman, who's much shorter than him, and they look at each other, and then she goes, I can't believe we made it inside. I can't believe we did it. And he goes, yeah, I know. And then they continue on. He's just also perfectly in position. Now, they just put him in jail, by the way. They just jailed him.
Yep,
I mean,
they did.
He was just, this is what I'm talking about for you Antifa morons, not that you listen, but please, if you are, share this with your friends. When they're done with you, they'll just throw you away, right? My guess is John Brown, you won't see a year in prison, buddy. You're going to be Epstein, right? Because they need to get rid of you. Mark my words, he'll be gone. He'll be gone, right? So they used him. They positioned him right where Ashley Babbitt was shot. He was just in the perfect position to get that video, to get that out there, to watch that window being broken. I mean, just amazing where he was. But was that CNN reporter, contributor ever arrested? I don't think she was.
What's pretty amazing is how many media people were positioned where they were positioned that day. And Glenn and Nancy Pelosi's camera crew just happened to know that something was going to happen that day. She had 24-hour surveillance on herself that whole day. How did they know that that was going to happen?
Yeah, they were hoping.
That's a question.
Hollywood production, exactly what they expected, right?
Yep.
The media is so disgusting. We just found out that they actually had media AP and other media outlets had reporters embedded with Hamas.
Yeah.
Hamas. I mean, what is the matter with you? At some point, the story has to be, I'm somehow texting somebody to warn them that that's coming. Like, what?
But they want to sue Twitter.
They want
that's
unreal. let me just mention this, and I'm going to go back to Israel a second. All of those that say, you know, we've been following Alex Rosen for a while. If you don't follow this guy, you got to follow this guy. What's his other the site called? It's Predator Poachers. That's what it is. Predator Poachers. So P Poachers as live is what the other site is. So he's going around the country poaching predators and getting child predators off the street, right? He's been attacked, you know, relentlessly by people. And as soon as he gets attacked, I mean, for God's sakes, you might as well put the badge on that says, I'm a pedophile. I mean, some of the people that are going after him, like, well, you sell hoodies and T-shirts. So, of course, you know, I made sure I made a couple $100 donation to him this past week. But John Podesta's friend, the guy who debunked Pizzagate. Oh, he debunked it, did he? Oh, it's crazy conspiracy theories. Oh, he was just arrested for raping toddlers. It doesn't get much more disgusting than that. Stacey Abrams' brother, also arrested.
Yeah,
brother-in-law,
I saw that.
Sorry,
Florida.
Brother-in-law.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Also arrested for a child sex trafficking. Nice people these people are. I mean, by the way, what's his name? Booty Juice, according to Biden. One of his good buddies, also just arrested for child pornography. Right.
Don't forget the CNN guy, Glenn, the producer at CNN, too.
Yeah, it's producer at CNN. Somebody check Mayor Pete's computer, please. Somebody check that guy's hard drive. Seriously. Sick these people are. They really are.
And it keeps happening. And I go back as I ask this question on Twitter all the time. Can we see the Epstein list at some point? Is that allowed? Can we figure that out? Because
half of Congress is
important.
On it. Half of Congress is on it. You know it, right? You know, I love it when you call out a Democrat in Congress for being a pedo. They come back with Denny Hastert. Yeah, he was bad too, right?
Yeah.
So it's like if that's your response, like, hey, you know what? John Podesta's friend's a pedophile. Yeah, who cares? Because you had one Republican one time that was a pedophile. Yeah.
They always say the priest. That's what they go to, the priest.
Whatever.
What they say.
It's bad either way. I don't care if it's a priest doing it. I don't care if it's a Republican doing it. I don't care if it's a Democrat doing it. It's wrong. Yeah. You can't justify a Democrat being a pedophile because a Republican happens to be one too. I mean, that's your justification? Seriously?
Well, and I love when they're like, oh, well, Trump's on the list. If Trump was on the list, we would have had the list 3 years ago. We would have had it.
Yes.
It would have been out 3 years ago if he was on the list. We would have known it was him.
Yes.
He would have been executed 100%. For it. I mean, that's
100%.
What would have
everything would have been redacted but Trump. It would have been, see, there it is. We know for sure. Let's keep in mind that when Epstein was first arrested for child sex trafficking in Florida, the federal prosecutor pulled it out of the state's hands and gave him a slap on the wrist, basically. Okay, so he got the report to jail and sleep and then leave throughout the day and then come back at night for like 3 months. It was a joke, right? This is what why would our federal government be protecting? This is our CIA, our FBI, our intelligence community. They're out of control. They are out of control. And I will say this: if we don't have a Republican president in the next term, right? You're looking around the world now, the Netherlands, Sweden, right? Argentina, like all these countries now are electing, hard right conservatives to clean up the mess that Democrats and liberals and woke morons have put us in, right? If this country doesn't follow suit, then we're in real trouble. Because number one, we should have had a red wave. Why don't we have a red wave? Because we have election fraud all over the place, right? With the best part about these clowns that, again, I'll call them the fraud deniers out there, right? They start off with, there was no fraud. There's no evidence of that. Oh, here's evidence. Here's video. Here's people stuffing ballot boxes. Then they go to, there was 35 or 90 cases tried. None of them won. Actually, these five, actually about a third of them won, to be honest with you. Not it wasn't even five. It was a third of the cases or more actually won and got through. They just didn't end up going anywhere. Oh, well, okay, so they won, but it wasn't – so then they go to the next thing. But it wasn't enough to change the outcome. Like, honest to God, like – You could show them that in Georgia they're very well is likely enough to change the outcome of that race. Absolutely,
and that's a huge state, by the way.
Huge
for electoral college votes. That's massive.
It's massive. Arizona, same thing. Yeah. I mean, there's enough.
Pennsylvania,
yeah, I mean, right? Yeah, it's just unreal. So, but again,
Glenn, let me go back to that real quick because you talk about these people that don't actually get it, and a lot of them are the suburban liberals that we talk about, and a lot of what's amazing to me is when you look at what's going on, look at Erie County for a second, right? We just, when I say we, not us, but people just voted Mark Poloncarz back in after 12 years of nothingness, right? And then a week after, we hear the budget's a disaster and that property taxes are going up in all surrounding areas in the county. How many more times do we need to do this before people get their heads out of their asses and wake up? I don't think they ever will. I really don't anymore.
There's not enough left. It's Lucy in the football. It's just not enough people left that actually think with their brains. They're just not. If you look at the latest Siena poll that just came out this past week, 70%+ of New Yorkers think Kathy Hochul's doing a bad job. We're not going in the right direction. Yet the majority of voters will vote Democrat again. That's what the poll said. So basically, I think the last 3 years have been a disaster. We're going to hell in a handbasket, but I'm going to vote for Kathy again. Like, you can't fix stupid like that. Like, honestly, I don't even know what to say about that. You're saying openly that you're worse off and you don't agree with the direction that Kathy Hochul is taking the state, and yet you're going to vote Democrat again. Like, what don't you understand? Like, where's the disconnect between cause and effect? Like, how do you not – do we not study that enough in school? Do we not teach kids that, if you jump off a three-story building, the effect is going to be broken legs? I mean, can we not tie a direct line to – I mean, where there's Democrat leadership, it's a disaster. I mean, look at California, which, by the way, miraculous job in San Francisco. Where do the homeless people go? I mean,
very good. Two blocks down. They went two blocks down.
Let me ask you this in all seriousness, Mike. With all cell phone cameras out there, how were they able to clean up and move all those tents, all those people, all those homeless, clean the streets, get rid of all the garbage and make it spick and span and get nets and gates, fences up all within 24 hours and not one person took video? Now, nobody got it on camera. Not one person shot a cell phone video of them bulldozing a homeless encampment. Not one person. How is that possible?
To me, Glenn, worse than that is the governor goes on TV and says this exact line. Well, when you have people over, don't you clean up?
Yeah,
Gavin.
Yeah.
I don't move crap from this room to that room, though. I actually clean it up. Right? Like that's when he moved them two blocks. Glenn, there's a video of a guy like taking a crap two blocks over. Like they have video of that.
But they don't have video of them moving.
They don't have video. That's true.
How is that possible, though? I mean, seriously, how is it possible they moved that many homeless people and nobody got a video of it? Nobody.
Yeah,
it's amazing how they're. I mean, just so obviously they're able to clean it up. They obviously can
say it's
do
amazing
it.
He cleaned it up. That's what I was saying. Yeah. That's what's amazing that they actually cleaned it up.
Yep. I mean, honest to God, it's crazy. I mean, where California and New York are going is nuts.
How about Biden calling Xi a dictator as he's sitting right there in the room?
Hilarious.
Did you see that?
Oh my God.
You can't, and Blinken like
Blinken's going to stroke out. He may actually have a stroke while he's sitting there. You're going to see his head just hit the land in the pudding when he just absolutely has a coronary. the guy, I mean, honest to God, he's years off of his life. Years, I'm sure, Blinken's just, you know.
Where do you see, I think people do care about this answer, and I'm willing, or I'm interested to hear what you have to say. Where does this go in 2024? Because they cannot run Biden. I really don't think they can.
No, they're already setting up for Newsom. I mean, Newsom.
You think it's Newsom?
Oh, yeah. He's such a slick piece of garbage. He goes, you know, we're getting criticized for people saying that we cleaned up the streets just because we have a foreign dictator coming to visit us. And that's true, because it's true. But, you know, come, like, what an absolute douchebag. It's true because it's true. Like, yeah, I hate you. I don't care if you live in squalor and filth. It doesn't matter because you're too stupid and you're going to vote for me again. I mean, you might as well go ahead and say it. Kathy Hochul could come out today and say everyone in New York is dumber than rocks. And as long as she's got a D behind their name, they will still vote for her. She is dumber than rocks, to be honest with you. She is
not smart.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She can't even read a teleprompter. She is so contrived and so fake. It's painful to watch as she's announcing her new kid core to turn in your parents and turn in your friends.
Can you play that, Glenn? Because that's horrifying, by the way. Let's play that, because that's messed up.
I know as we approach this holiday season, Thanksgiving, it offers a meaningful and sometimes rare opportunity to gather everyone around the table.
Mm.
I encourage you to talk to your kids.
Oh, I'm talking to them.
Not just about the rise in hate, but listen to them too. Ask them.
This is the best part. The rise in hate, you know, her direction is MAGA people, right? MAGA people. Yep. What's amazingly is we're talking about Islamophobia in this country, which is almost non-existent. Meanwhile, the Jews represent like 3% of our population, but yet 60% of the hate crimes are perpetrated against Jews. How many videos have we seen of lefties or criminals or whatever punching people in the face? You know, it's open season on Whitey, by the way. I mean, if you're white out there, it doesn't matter. Like, they're literally now saying it's open season on Whitey.
So, like the 17 on one we just saw last week?
Yeah, at least they got charged. At least they got charged.
Four of them did.
Four of them did. They should all be charged. Yeah. I got to tell you what, I see some of these videos. If that's my kid, there's a murder. If that's my kid, I'm telling you right now, if that's my son, I am showing up at your school, your house, your place of work. I don't care where you are. You're a dead man or kid, probably a kid in that case. You're dead. You're gone. You're finished. It's over. I mean, I don't know how people don't do that. I've not seen yet a single. Well, I have seen a few. There was a parent that actually killed a. There's been a few parents that have killed a child, you know, sex predators, but. I've not seen anybody. I tell you what, who's showing the most amazing restraint was that poor guy who was tackled and then prosecuted in Virginia, whose child was raped. I mean, again, your child's raped by a transgender person, and you go to the school board to make a complaint. School board. I'm driving a semi truck through somebody's house, bro. That's what I'm doing. School board.
Glenn, please. I posted a video on Saturday. I don't know if you saw it, but it was the kid in the bathroom that white kid.
Horrible.
Got his head thrown into the wall. Yeah. Then he's on the ground getting kicked. Then he finally brings his head up, and the dude just kicks him right in his face.
Yeah, sickening.
And the kid's just wailing in pain.
Right.
It made me visibly ill. Like, I couldn't.
That's what I say. How do you not show up and kill that kid? I mean, seriously, if you're that kid's dad, if you can see the video and you identify that kid, how do you not hunt that kid down? I would. I know it would ruin my life. I know it would ruin my family. I know I have my own kids that would be deprived of a father. I got to tell you what, that kid would leave this earth and it wouldn't be pleasant. It wouldn't be quick. I can tell you that. I would beat him to death like they beat my son. I guarantee you that.
And this is all very fixable. Just prosecute bad people. It's very,
Should go into jail. That kid should go into a jail.
Try it as an adult.
Where he should rot for the rest of his life, right? Yep. There's some of these kids are just vicious. They've grown up in a – it's like a dog that lived on the street, sadly, and they become mean and vicious, right? Or it's just unfortunate. But some people are unable to be rehabilitated, right? We always talk about child sex predators. You can't rehabilitate these people. It's not a mental illness to be treated. Those are people that need to be locked away from society because there's a risk of them hurting other people, okay? These are kids that are attacking in gangs and groups, defenseless kids. Until parents step up. Again, if I'm that parent, you know, maybe I don't go as far as I would go, but I would be, I'm telling you what, I'd be suing the school. I'd be in front of that school every day with a big sign. I would hire
my kid
truck.
Would never have to work again.
My kid
would never have to work.
My kid's never working again. Absolutely not. I'm telling you what, I am absolutely going on a seek and destroy mission for anything that affected my child in an adverse way. No question about it. But I don't know how that hasn't happened yet with some of these parents, honestly. I don't know how there hasn't been a child murdered by one of these parents whose poor kid was, including the kid that was just killed. I mean, you think how sad that is. That kid in Las Vegas was sticking up for his smaller friend, and they gang beat him up and killed him. It's not even just a fight anymore, folks. It's literally they're beating kids to death because you're right. There's no consequences anywhere.
Nope.
Right. And now Kathy Hochul wants their kid core to turn into, you know, parents of hate crime. We know where the hate is. We know who it's directed at. Okay.
The two kids, Glenn, I this is a story I'll never forget the rest of my life. The one in Vegas from a couple months ago where they ran over that police officer driving his bike.
Yep.
Those kids walked into court, smiled their asses off, and essentially said, "You will not do anything because you guys don't prosecute crimes." If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about law enforcement, the legal system, and everything in 2023, I don't know what does. I mean, that is sickening to me that we have people in this country, and rightfully so, they should think that because there's no consequences for anything. They think they can kill, they can deal drugs, they can rape, they can whatever. And there's no consequences. And they're right.
They're right in some states. Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you two stories. There was one in Texas where a guy caught a ranch hand of molesting his child, beat him to death. In Texas, you can do that, right? He didn't get prosecuted. Yep. They understood. Yep. I don't think he intended to kill him. He just wanted to, you know, beat him to a pulp.
Anger.
Yep. There was a case in Florida, though, and this is going back a few years, up in the panhandle of Florida, up in the Tallahassee region. And there was a sex offender. And Tallahassee is Tallahassee and Miami are the two liberal points in Florida. Tallahassee is the capital, of course, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
The mayor of Tallahassee, who also ran for governor, was beaten by, thankfully, our current governor, was under investigation by the federal government, which is useless. Of course, he's a Democrat, for corruption, things like that. But in liberal Tallahassee, there's a lot of liberal judges, of course. And one of the liberal judges decided that he was going to release a sex offender. So this guy was, you know, on trial or whatever. I think it was his third or fourth offense or something like that. And the judge decided not to put him in jail and to release him back out in the streets. Well, they returned his headless body to the front steps of the courthouse for the judge. That's what they did. So when the judge released the pedophile, they promptly removed his head from his shoulders and returned the body to the courthouse. Nobody was ever prosecuted for that. That's how stuff is going to be handled going forward when it comes to some of this stuff. If they're not going to prosecute people, you know, the people are going to have to defend themselves. I mean, in Florida, most people that I know in Florida, almost everybody I know carries every day. Ooh, it just got brighter.
I was going to say, that's a light. Yeah.
Every day, all the time, they carry in Florida.
The feds are after you. The feds are after you.
Honestly, I carry in Florida everywhere I go. No, there's nowhere I go that I am not armed. In New York, that's not as easy, of course. I just don't have that ability. So, you know, you're defenseless in New York. And even in New York, I've said this before, do you defend yourself? I mean, somebody breaks into your house, you're by yourself, you have the right to defend yourself. But do you leave? I mean, do you flee out the back door for fear of prosecution? I got a strobe light going on here now.
Yeah. To our point, like, I mean, the guy in California was literally getting his house robbed.
Right.
Took out his gun. I don't even think he shot it. He took out his gun and it was like an attempted.
No, I think
shot. He was trying to kill him.
Did he shoot? I thought he did. I'm not sure if he did. Maybe he didn't, but
took his guns away.
He had his wife and his daughter inside. I mean, he's protecting his family. I mean, rightfully so. Yeah. It's just sickening. I mean, and again, you know, it just, they want good people disarmed. That's what they want, right? They want a reason. New York now has red flag laws, right? Along with this, let's combine what Kathy Hochul's trying to do with let's identify hate kids. Let's finish this clip and then I got another one for you and then we'll wrap it up.
What's going on in their school and on their campuses and what their friends are talking about. Encourage your children, especially the older ones. Don't just be a bystander.
She's just
be an upstander.
She's awful.
And talk about engaging each other in a respectful, tolerant way. Because the lessons that are being taught now, what young people are absorbing and understanding, will be with them for the rest of their lives. This is a time of great influence on our young people. And parents have a responsibility and an opportunity to guide them to do what's right. Most of us walk through the world with care in our hearts and reject hate wherever it appears. That's why I will not allow our state to be defined by the angry few that peddle in hate and violence. It's for all of us to do our part to create the kind of society we want to live in as a mom.
She's just awful. Just awful.
Here's my question, though, about the disinformation. Who makes the call on if it's fake news, conspiracy theories, or disinformation?
They do. Well, they're going to, this is how the school is going to go. Little Billy, third grade, here are reliable news sources, CNN, MSNBC, the federal government, CDC, right? Yeah. Here's unreliable information, Twitter, Fox News, New York
Post,
right. I mean, that's exactly where they're going to go. They're going to direct kids on what is real and what isn't. You have literally people like Joe Scarborough saying, "Well, if Trump gets in, he's going to execute people." Like, come on, you're just out of control. But
and Glenn, he's not the only one. There has been a number of people in liberal media. The View has done it. You know, I love The View. The View has done it. CNN's done it. Joe Scarborough. Like these guys. It's been a constant message now. This is the new message. Mm-hmm. Trump will kill you, and Trump is going to be on a retribution tour. Right. That is their message to scare the shit out of people.
Meanwhile, they pulled all the air marshals now off of all the flights for the last 3 years because they're following people who happened to fly into D.C. on January 6th. You could have been there for business. You could have been there. You could have been just connecting through. Right.
Yep.
And now this is what I said before, the woke mind rot and this government, you know, out to get their political enemies a deal from the left is now endangering other people. Right. I just talked about the poor 10-year-old that was getting raped that they pulled the FBI agent off, which is sickening. Right. But now the air marshals are no longer watching flights like they would randomly, because since January they have been of 2021, they have been tasked with following around and tracking anyone who was anywhere near or flew into January 6th DC on or around January 6th. So again, you know, we talked about missing a terror attack, missing this, missing that, because, you know, we joke that they're watching PTA moms and they're watching, you know, school board meetings. It's not a joke, folks. It's the truth. Yeah. They're missing, you know, potential for school shootings and whatnot. That's serious, because they don't care, because there are a political Gestapo is exactly what they are now. We have the Stasi in this country now, and they're trying to expand the Stasi, you know, with you know, Governor Hochul, by getting kids involved to say, we're going to teach them what disinformation is, which means don't listen to your parents, right? You got Justine Ardern, the former New Zealand prime minister, that said, don't believe anything you read online. The Ministry of Health will be your single source of truth. So only listen to us, right? Seriously, that's what they want. That's why they hate Elon, right? Because they can't control that, right? It's crazy.
Real quick before we are you going to play another video?
I got a video here. This is a great video. This is UFC President Dana White, who I'm not a huge fan of, but man, he calls it like he sees it. And he's right on about this one.
Especially the media. If the media tells you you've got something that's going to fail, it's definitely going to fucking win. The media are the dumbest, know nothing, do nothing, never fucking built nothing, motherfuckers, on planet Earth. So when they say it isn't going to work, you got a fucking home run, man. You know what I mean? It's jump in and grind. The media.
Yeah, they're just absolutely useless.
Did you hear
I got more of the clips.
When you think about the media, who are they? Good. Where did they come from? Why does their opinion matter? What have they ever done? What have they ever created? What have they ever built? Who's ever depended on a paycheck from the media? Nobody. They are a bunch of fucking zeros that sit around and write stories about people who are actually doing shit.
It's so true.
Did you hear, Glenn, his I think it was right after Trump was there with Kid Rock and Trump Jr. and Tucker. He did an interview and they were talking about one of the sponsors called him and said, "You can't have Trump there." And he goes, "Go F yourself.
Yes,
I'm done with you." And completely cut him off. I'm like, fantastic. It's good to know somebody out there is doing that. Well, he took the advertiser and said, go advertise somewhere
else. We need more of that. I mean, we need more of that. I mean, we need to, everyone's like, well, maybe we can go back to Budweiser. No, never. Never again. Never. Not until they apologize. See, that's the difference. Yeah. Until Budweiser comes out and says, you know what? We effed up. We made a mistake. We didn't know who our audience was, and we're embarrassed by it, and we beg for your forgiveness. Until they beg for forgiveness, I will never drink a Bud Light again. I could be dying of thirst, and I will drink my own urine before I drink a Bud Light. No kidding. There goes that light again. Every time I get fired up, I throw off like an electrical charge, and I affect the lights. I don't know what it is, but the more like my blood pressure goes up, the more this light will flick on and off. It's hilarious.
The feds are after you. So Glenn, Dana White with UFC, they actually did bring back in Budweiser, and his point, here's what he said though. He goes, they're dying. They need people like us. And his point is he's going to take the money from them. I'm sure behind closed doors though, they said to him, we screwed up. They've admitted it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you know, again, I agree with you. I don't like Bud Light anyways, cause it sucks, but I haven't had one since. But we absolutely need more people saying, like, Target, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. Stop putting, you know, crotch tuckers in the front of your store. It's weird. Why do we have to show kids that? Right. Why do we need to see that stuff? Get rid of it. Enough of it. But they won't learn. They keep doubling down.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care. They just continue to double down and double down and double down and double down. They just don't care. And it's amazing to watch. Let's wrap up with just talking about Israel real quick.
Yes.
And I'm happy to see that the Biden administration has actually got their head on straight and is not dithering in their support of Israel. I think that's good. I got to be honest, Fetterman, he's winning me over. I think I may like Fetterman better than Oz, to be honest with you. I mean, his support of Israel is impressive. And the fact that he's, you know, holds up an Israeli flag and walks, I mean, now he's giant, enormous, right? But walks through a Palestinian rally is amazing. And I understand not wanting innocent civilians to die. Like as Trump said with the Ukraine-Russian conflict, I just want people to stop dying. The problem is, if you have everybody with a brain knows this, if you have a ceasefire, Hamas is just going to rearm and reattack, okay? So Israel has to now finish the job and wipe Hamas out of the Gaza Strip, period. Unfortunately, a lot of innocent people are going to die. Let's keep in mind, though, that some of these innocent civilians were beating bodies as they are being brought back, okay? Let's keep in mind some of these innocent civilians probably knew some of the things that were going on, okay? So some of these innocent civilians were also the ones chanting and cheering on 9/11. These people are not near as innocent as I think the left likes to claim that they are. But anybody who's out there, you know, like AOC, who's just dumber than dirt. You know, we have to free Palestine and free Palestine. There's no Palestine, folks. There is no Palestine. There's no, it's not like this, like Jordan is an actual country, okay? Syria is an actual country. Egypt is a country. Yemen is a country. There's no Palestine, okay? There is no country named Palestine. It does not exist, okay? The Palestinians, who are also a made-up group, have the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. That's what they have. And you know what? It was way better when it was under Israeli occupation. Ask the innocent civilians that are actually innocent, and they will tell you it was way better when Israel was occupying the Gaza Strip. They actually had schools. They had education. They weren't, you know,
running water.
They had running water. They weren't poverty stricken, right? They talk about this open air camp. Oh, they're an open air prison, open air prison. Well, guess who the prison guards are, you idiots? It's not Israel. It's Hamas. Hamas is the one that's locking them in. Unfortunately, you know, the Palestinians and a good chunk of the group are part of Hamas. It's not a small little tiny fraction. It's a good chunk of the group, like a third of the population potentially. And unfortunately, they've been kicked out of every country they've been in. Why? But people talk about it. Well, the Israelis got them pinned in. They can't. There's an open air prison. Well, why can't they just go into Egypt? Oh, that's right. The Egyptians put tanks along the border because they don't want them in their country. Now, why would an Arab country not want other Arabs in their country? I wonder why that would be. Why did the Jordanians expel the Palestinians out of their country, which is why there's a West Bank? Why did that happen? I wonder, why did an Arab country in Jordan expel the Palestinians? You'd have to ask yourself that question, but the AOC doesn't have the brain power to think that. There's a guy in a British video said, and he's absolutely right, it's trendy. It's fashion. That's what it is. Yep. It's fashion, right? That's what he said. Yep. It's exactly what it is. Fashion for these young idiots that would be the first ones thrown off a roof by the Palestinians.
Tanks on a border sounds pretty good. Maybe America can learn from that and start doing something like that. That would be nice. Real quick, too, Glenn, I don't know if you saw this morning. You saw they agreed to the ceasefire, correct?
No, I did not see that they agreed to the ceasefire. That's
disgusting. So they agreed.
I saw that they agreed to a prisoner swap, but I didn't see
which included a ceasefire.
For how long?
I can look that up.
I tell you what, if I'm Israel, the first rocket that comes into my territory, I'm continuing my mission. That's a foolish, foolish deal. I don't know why they would even consider doing that. All it's going to do is go right back to the way it was before. Israel's going to have to really arm up on the border then if that's what they plan on doing. But if I were Israel, I would wipe them off the map. I mean, I would push Gaza into the sea and I would start again, basically. And unfortunately, I don't know how you fix it. It'll never be fixed unless you build a giant wall that you know has an ability to block rockets that they send in on a daily basis.
The Israel-Hamas truce is expected to begin at 10 a.m. local, 3 a.m. Eastern time Thursday, per an Israeli official.
We'll see. I give it 12 hours before the Hamas is firing rockets back into to Israel. For anybody who supports the Hamas and the Palestinians again, and I know that there's nobody listening to this podcast, but the things that they did, here's the difference. Yep. And I heard a reporter talk about this, and he's absolutely right. If you get a chance, read a book called Common Men. Okay, it's about the Nazi Germany and the people that they recruited that were just common men, right? But of the common men that did awful, awful things, they had to be plied with, you know, amazing amounts of alcohol to get them to do some of these things. Like the Nazis they felt awful, some of the people, about what they were forced to do. They were shooting, obviously, Jews in the head, women and children, elderly, yep, and everybody. And it was an awful, awful, obviously. And you know, they had to drink heavily to just get their minds off it, to be able to sleep at night. They felt bad. Not Hamas. They took video. They enjoy it. They're literally calling home. Hey, Ma, I just killed two Jews. I mean, sick stuff. I mean, they tied a father and child together and burned them alive. I mean, the disgusting things that Hamas not only did, but enjoyed doing. These are animals. These are not people. These are literal creatures that need to be wiped off the earth, as far as I'm concerned. And until they hunt every single last one down, there will never be peace in that region ever.
And my last question before we wrap is, why is everybody so for, and I say everybody, the AOCs of the world, a ceasefire agreement in Israel and Gaza, but they're not so into that idea for Russia and Ukraine? That's a question I have. Why is it that one war we're okay with funding hundreds of billions of dollars, the other one we want a ceasefire? I have that serious question, Glenn. I don't know the answer to
it. Well, because what they're doing in Ukraine, honestly, is you should want a ceasefire. The Russians are stealing children. I mean, you're talking about tens of thousands of children, folks, that have been kidnapped and are been taken to Russia. That's awful, awful. Yep. So yeah, you should want a ceasefire there. They want a ceasefire in Israel because they hate Israel, because leftists hate Israel. That's why. Because leftists will always side with the enemy of America and the enemy of our allies. That's why. It doesn't matter, you know, whoever the enemy of America is typically who AOC and the left is going to side with. And then, of course, you got people like Ilhan Omar, and you've got Rashida Tlaib, who's a disgusting human being.
Cori
Bush, disgust. She's just stupid. Yeah. She's not. I mean, she's just dumb. She's dumb just person. Dumb. I mean, you know, she's one of those people that the FBI would manipulate into doing a bomb plot against Governor Whitmer. You know, that's her IQ level. But Rashida Tlaib is not dumb. She's just disgusting. She's filth, is what she is, and she should be out of this country. Honestly, so should Ilhan Omar. Slept with her brother.
And I'm saying this as someone, I think Israel should fight for themselves. If Ukraine wants to fight for themselves, go ahead, but stop using the American dollar to do it.
Israel doesn't need our money. They got plenty of money. They don't need our money. Why is everyone's like, well, we got to get Israel. Oh my God, we got to get them $20 million. As if we don't give them $20 million, they're not going to have $20 billion. They're not going to have the money. Yep. Israel's got plenty of money. Israel's got plenty of technology. What they don't have is they don't have abundant manufacturing because they're a tiny country. So what they can use is they can use resupply. We don't have to give it to them. We don't have to gift them the money. We're giving them money to then buy weapons from – I guess it works for the politicians, right? So how does this work? Yeah. Let's see. I'm a piece of garbage politician in Congress. I'm going to go ahead and buy Raytheon and Lockheed Martin. And then I'm going to vote to give the Ukraine and Israel hundreds of billions of dollars so that they can go buy rockets and ammunition and things like that from Raytheon and Lockheed Martin. Me, in turn, as a piece of garbage politician, my portfolio will do really, really really, really well, which is why people like AOC and all of the Republicans too, is all of these congressmen and women should not be allowed to invest in the stock market, period. Yep. They should have That's to right. go into a blind trust. They should have to go into treasury bills. You're the government, buy treasury bills, yeah. right? Yeah.
If it's so great.
It's so great, buy government yeah. debt, right? You should not be allowed. That should be the sacrifice you make going in as a, because yeah. every single congressperson, every single one, if they're doing it right, makes $180,000, $200,000 a year, and 3 to 5 years later is worth $10+ million. Every one of them. Yeah. It's not statistically possible. If you saved 100% of your salary, you make 200, 200, 200, 200, 200 for 5 straight years, you have $1 million, right? AOC is worth 10 plus now. How does that work? How does that work? It's like every single stock trade is perfect. It's just amazing, right?
It's and again, terrible. It's like she's not spending any of her money either, Glenn. Like you have to live too, right? You have to right. have your rent and whatever. I mean, it's not like you just get everything for free.
Right.
I guess
they get a lot for free, but they should be rent. Yeah. You know, they're not supposed to, right? They're supposed to be able to have to declare that kind of stuff, but they don't. So anyway. I don't know.
Well, we can wrap it there, I think, Glenn, today. That was a lot of information in one sitting there. A lot
Give
of venting. Yes,
a month and a half to that. Let me end with this and then just say a few things that I'm thankful for, because there is a lot for us to be thankful for. We have a thriving business in not only Western New York, but in Rochester, down South Florida. We have clients all over the country. We've got incredible staff that we have the opportunity to work with each and every day, not only the incredible clients, but incredible staff and colleagues that I have to work with as well. We are a very blessed and talented organization. I'm so happy to have the people on our team that we do, and from marketing to financial planning to money management to, like I said, right down to the service staff. So it's just we're very blessed to be in a situation that we're in.
Yeah, and I'll say too, obviously, being able to have a voice that you guys have created on the radio and being able to do that and actually speak to people, I think I hear it all the time in my office, like, thank God you guys can talk on the radio and do your thing. Like, we need more of that. And I think it's really important that people continue to speak their mind and stay true to what they believe in, because it feels sometimes like you can't, but you really need to. And 2024 is the end game. Like, you can't go another four. You just can't.
And don't
do it.
Get shouted down. Do not back down. If somebody says something that's false or a lie, call them out for it. Correct them for it. The problem is people are like, I don't want to bother. You know, it was the same reason people wore masks. I don't want the confrontation. But they do. And unfortunately, they're winning because they are the confrontational ones. I'm not saying be confrontational. All I'm saying is don't let people get away with perpetrating the same lie, like hands up, don't shoot. Anybody ever says Michael Brown was shot that he didn't deserve it because he had his hands up at the time, I'm going to call that out. I'm going to call it out every single time. It's a lie. It wasn't true. It didn't happen. There wasn't a single witness. And I'm not going to stop until that person, either themselves shuts up or they admit that that was a lie and they're wrong. And that's what we all have to do if we're going to actually get back to some semblance of truth in this country, because everybody doesn't want to be bothered. And the Democrats and the liberals and the left just continues to lie and lie and lie and lie. And unfortunately, when you say the lie enough, people believe it. They believe it. They themselves believe it. And we can't let that continue to happen. So utilize your free speech. We have some heroes out there like Elon Musk. I'm thankful for him as well, for what he's done with Twitter and what he's now doing with Starlink. It's really, truly amazing. And what he's now doing with Media Matters. I really am going to enjoy that as he disassembles David Brock at Media Matters. David Brock was out there doubling down. It's really amazing. Yet Elon's got all the algorithms. So I don't see how they can possibly defend themselves in that case. So hopefully he'll take them out.
And that I'll end with that too. Support businesses that you care about too, because support people like Elon Musk who actually care about letting us be who we are. And again, not threatening speech, not violent speech, letting us say, you know, hey, we think this might be wrong or right. You are allowed to have an opinion. It's okay. Trump is allowed to believe that he got screwed. He's allowed to have that belief.
Well, Hillary does. And Stacey Abrams did, right?
Yeah, they did.
And honestly, Trump's got a lot more evidence than Hillary Clinton ever did. Yeah. I mean, Hillary Clinton, let's just for 1 second, Hillary Clinton knew. She's still out there talking about the Russian disinformation stealing the election when she knows she paid for the false fake steal dossier. She manufactured the whole thing. She got the FBI used that then in collusion with Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party to spy on an incoming president. I mean, what we had was a coup. honest to God. And what President Trump should have done in the year one, instead of playing along with the Mueller investigation and stuff like that, he should have called out the coup for what it was and the attempted coup for removing a sitting president before he even had a chance to sit. And he should have gutted the intelligence community right out of the gate. But they knew that that was a risk. And so they created this whole false narrative of he's getting wire transfers from Russia. He's got a direct tie to a bank. Remember, they send in that that Russian plant, which turned out to be an FBI agent. That was the attorney that they sent in. I mean, all kinds of shady stuff. And unfortunately, Trump is a builder. He went on to build things. He accomplished things, right? He accomplished a Middle East peace deal. He accomplished a new North American trade agreement with the USMCA agreement with a new NAFTA, right? He accomplished a tax reform. He accomplished prison reform. He accomplished a tariffs on China. He got us energy independent. He did all those things because he wanted to accomplish things in his 4 years, when unfortunately he should have spent a little bit of time. I'm glad he accomplished all those things, but I wish he would have spent a little bit of time dismantling this out of control intelligence apparatus that now is simply running the country, and they will not allow to whatever they need to do to have him president again. So God willing, we have a Republican president like a Trump, like a Vivek Ramaswamy, that is going to step up and say, I am gutting this to the core. I hope President Trump does that. I really do. If he's able to.
And don't forget the 2020 election with hiding a laptop story and the media being in the Biden's pockets and vice versa on that one. So don't forget about that, too.
All of those things affected the outcome. 100%. Each one of those things taken by itself was enough to change the outcome of the election. Just the ballot stuffing. If they don't do that, it goes to Trump. If they don't suppress legitimate information, it goes to Trump. Like, how many people said if they had known the laptop story was out there and true that they would have voted the other way, right? It's just all these things, right? The suppression of information, the suppression of all this stuff was the media, you know, constant, you know, onslaught of lies from the media and the collusion hoax and all that stuff. Any one of those things taken by themselves likely would have swung the election the other way. But taken together, that's what they needed to get, you know, they needed all of that. As Joe Biden put it, you know, we've created the most extensive and thorough, or whatever it was, voter fraud in the organization ever. And he's right. He's right. So anyway, thanks, Mike.
All right, folks, that will do it. Yes, thanks for having me on the Wednesday show today. Again, let's end on a positive note. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Enjoy the day and the weekend with your family. We will be live again on Saturday, 1 to 3. Mike Lomas, Mike Hafelk, and I will be doing the live show that day. Don't forget to download the app, too. We got to get that downloaded on your phones, your tablets, the Financial Guys Media app on any app store that you have, the Android store, the Google store, whatever it may be. And check out our 3 podcasts, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And our morning show, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 8:15, your 15-minute morning brief. We will be back doing that on Monday as well. Folks, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the holiday, and we'll see you Monday.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys, LLC is strictly prohibited.